Deepa,
Hi, Paul.
we are in a conference call. Hafiz, can you hear?
Yes, I can hear.
Can you jump in? Deepa, we are in a very important training issue. Can you jump in so you can help me?
Sure. Hi, Hafiz.
Hi, Deepa, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, Hafiz. So,
Let
remember
me connect to you, Paul.
that. Sure. Hafiz, remember when you selected the head of the column? You just need to select the head of the column anytime you need to make a combo sort. Like I told you, if you have the whole table here, if you do a sort right here, it will be completely crazy, right? Because it will messed up all the other orders. Not messed up because the sort will be reversed easily, right? So how you avoid that? You select the column for one column, press and hold the shift. Can you do it again?
Want me to?
You ask you to do a combo sort again. Oh, no. Okay, do a combo sort. You need to select the head of the column. The first sort is the left. No, is only from the parent ID. And now, okay, now you sort. Sort, perfect. So you see it orders by table number. That's 0, 1, 2, and put perfect order in the column order. You see it from 1 to 99. In the one that we are working right now, that was the number, I think, number. Let me find out. Where the other records? Okay, you see the one that we did for the var temp here? Is in perfect order, see? But the reason I ask you to do a combo sort is to let you know that if you don't need a combo sort, you do not need to select the whole column. You just select any cell. But only if you don't need to have a combo sort. So for example, if you have the table master record here, filter, oh sorry. If you have the table properly filtered here, then you don't need to have a combo sort, right? You don't need. You just need a sort for this column, correct? So you click any cell. Can you click any cell in that column? Anyway, okay. No, click it. Okay. Now go to the sort. Go to the sort. You see it put in order. No problem. Only if you are in a combo sort. You must always understand that the combo sort is from the left to the right. For example, if you have a column for your students, okay?
Please accept my request, Paul.
Okay, Dipa, sorry, Dipa, sorry.
No problem, no problem.
So funny. Okay, you're on. So, Hafiz. So if you have a list of your students and you need to know the grade, if they are doing A or plus, C minus, whatever grade, first you need to sort it by the name of each student, right? And then the grade, right? Because you need to have a subsort for each student. For if you have a student, Samina, Paul, and Deepa, you need to be sure that the grade of each one would be sorted only inside the name Paul or inside the name Samina. So how you do? You must put side by side the person name here, select those two columns, and then do the sort. Okay? Do you understand? So if you have any kind of sorting approach, you must understand that the sort must apply at only of columns that are connected together, you combo after you put side by side those columns you want to do. For example, if you want to have the size for this column here as a sort, you put the size here and then the type of field. So then you sort whatever you need by the name and by the size. So I'm going to sort here, for example. You see, it put all A, then M, then X, extra X, short, because it put in perfect. First, it sort only the name for the tables, and then the WD. Okay? So always you do, always do a sort, and then it will be in perfect order here. Before, we copy this to make a new SQL code for creation of any table. We're going to sort it. Okay, so let's remove this. So in other words, every single, I'm going to do a sort again here. I'll always do a combo sort for the whole table of columns. You must do a combo sort by the parent ID to get the number of the table and then the order for each column inside the table. Okay, why we have zero in the class tag in this, because the virtual table, we never create a virtual table. It's a fake table. So sometimes we don't care about what number we can have here. Okay, so if you need to create any record, you should not create a new record in this table, because that's special table that I prepare for us to do this crazy management for Postgres. Also, to create a Postgres table, Deepa.
Yeah.
Let me explain for Hafiz the name for the name for the table first. Hafiz. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do a sort here.
Okay.
And I'm gonna show you the name for the table. Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay, this is the table ID. You see the table number 0 is always the fake table, correct? It's a temporary fake just for documentation purpose, correct?
Yes.
However, from the 0 from 1 above is the real tables. So let me explain what we have. We have 4 master tables. They are all top parents. We have the institution, okay? This is in order. This is in hierarchical order, or number 1, number 2, number 3. As you can see, this is a master table. What is our master table? First institution, okay? Under institution, do you remember any division, any kind of department, any other branch is part of entity, right?
Okay.
But normally the entity is a child for institution, correct? Normally.
Yes.
For example, if you have a B Providence as a separate institution, our IT division, our marketing division will be one by many, one record for B Providence as an institution. But we have several records for divisions, right?
Yes.
Correct? Okay, so after the entity, what's the next master table? Persons. The person could be connected to the division, like yourself, the IT division, or could be connected to the institution, correct?
Okay.
Anything under the master tables that is not an institution, is not the entity, is not a person, will be other. Is that clear? Anything and everything, all that is not under those three is possible, but only on the other. So other master records. So that's part of the primary key. They are primary tables. They are critical tables. They are mostly parents, and they must be controlling everybody under below that. Activities, project, is event, service, or there are mostly tied to those 4 tables. Only 4 tables. It's very, very simple. Okay, Deepa? Very simple. Normally, you have a Odoo, Udu has more than 100 master table affiches, more than 100 tables. Imagine, we have only 16 tables here, only 16 tables. And we already have to deal with the thousands of columns, right? Thousands of.
Thousand columns, yeah, almost.
So imagine if we have Odoo here, what kind of nightmare we would have. Imagine just to do the documentation for Postgres, just to create a set of sequence is already a nightmare. Already a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Okay, so after the master table, what we have? Can you keep going with me? The accountings. Account is a bridge table, okay? Is a bridge. Mm-hmm. Account in source as products and service is a kind of source table, because we're gonna create the part number for any product. That is okay. Any kind of supermarket have as a source. When the supermarket mm-hmm. do the order for you, they go to the product to see what the barcode, right? The source for
right.
That, right. The order, what's a bridge for us? Why? Because the order, every single sale you're going to do an order. Every single purchase, if you need to do organized purchase supply, must be a order extension as a purchase. Every single quotation, if you need a free quote, is part of mm-hmm. an extension from the order. And every single order purchase quoting need to have their own built-in item. Do you understand that, right, Hafiz?
Yes.
And that is a secondary support table. That is support table. As you know, every type of phone number, address, web address, email address, you name it, will be here under this table, addresses, OTD code for the numbers. Transactions, why account is the bridge? Because account will control, as I already mentioned to you briefly, but they will control every single transaction or every exchange will be tied to the accounting, you see, because they are mm-hmm. a kind of control for those, we call secondary tables here. But the model is very, very simple. Extremely, extremely compact, okay? So you only have those support tables here. Do you know the meaning of that, right? What is confidata, Hafiz?
The confidata?
Yes. That's a table for confidential data. Every password, every token, every encrypted account for HBAR, everything that will be encrypted will be here in that table. So every single column must be treated accordingly, okay? Every single table, we have a special definition for that table. How are we going to create the primary key? How are we going to create the numeric key? They're all here, defined already. Very carefully defined. But you first need to understand the purpose for those tables, okay? Mm-hmm. So why we have this table here, for example? Why we have this four table as a cross-ref? Do you see those four tables?
Yes.
Do you need, Deepa, do you remember why you have those four cross-reference table? Do you know why, Deepa?
Because we cannot, in the main table, we cannot have more values. Like more columns, the parent table should have a minimum columns, and then the the extension table can have more columns and minimum number of rows.
No, it's not. You are confused. The extension table, Deepa.
Yes.
The extension will be huge. We're gonna have hundreds of extensions. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is you confuse with the cross reference for the table that we cannot enforce the one by many. For example, most of the master table will be a parent. Correct.
Yeah.
And they will mostly be a single parent. So they get one record for many records in the child. So if you have a record under Deepa in the persons,
You may be the owner, that Redipa record may be the owner of several records in the event, activities, accounting, transaction, you name it, right?
That's right.
However, if you have you and your husband inside the tables record, and you're going to have to share the same address in Oregon, because as far as I'm concerned, you sleep in the same bed. So what you have the same address under the address here table that belong to two different people in person. So the relationship between the table person, the person's table, and the address is many by many. It's not one by many. It's many by many.
Okay.
So a single record in address, which is your Oregon address, will be shared by you, your husband, your sons. They all live in the same address. So a single record in the addresses table for Oregon will be shared by 5 or 3 or 4 separate records from persons. So the relation, every time we have a relation, many by many, we must have a cross-reference table to allow Postgres to handle that problem. It's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. So we need to have one table called a table called person's address is the same table. And they control all the referential, the cross-reference. The cross-reference will be perfectly working because we have a separate tiny table with only three columns that controls every kind of conflict. So you have no conflict, even if our model will enforce a many-to-many relationship between the table persons and the table address, between the table persons and the table TD code. For example, can you have 5 people in your home sharing the same home number? Yes.
Four people.
Okay, let's call that you have 4 records in the persons table. And
that's
you
right.
Have only one phone number for the whole house. You have it's a landline number? Landline. In your case, I understand. I'm just giving an example. In case you have a landline, the whole family will share the same number, correct?
That's right.
And so that would be only one single record from the TD codes that belong to several people in the personal table. So what that means? That means is a many by many relationship, correct?
Okay.
So you need another separate table just to control the cross reference. The same problem.
I didn't get you.
You every time, Hafiz, every time we have a many-to-many relationship between any two tables, it's impossible to be done.
Okay, yes. So it's for the many-to-many cross-reference table.
Exactly. And they only need the 2 or 3 fields to control the many-to-many relation between those pairs.
Yes.
And evidently, we need to name it using both names, right? Both table name, correct?
Yes.
The name for that table is a separate table. It's a separate table. Huh? The name for that table, we're going to combine the name of the two tables that need to have that cross-referential bridge. So evidently, we're going to name that table persons addresses, NET addresses, or persons TD code. You know what I mean? Because those 4 here are necessary to make those 2 tables interrelated with many-to-many relationship. So when we do that implementation, Postgres will work perfectly, regardless if we have many-to-many relation. Sometimes we're going to have only one record that is reference to 5 or 10 records inside a person's or entities. Whatever. So is that clear, Deepa?
Yeah. So only these 4 are connected.
No. That's only 4 priority, top priority for us.
Okay.
So that only the four basic priority for us to implement the first phase of our ERP.
Any
future many-to-many relation must add another table as a cross-reference table. We just need to know what type of table is that and what is the name must be always combined. The two names of the table, they will control the many-to-many relationship, okay?
Okay, Paul.
Mm-hmm. So, is that clear, Hafiz?
Yes.
Evidently, any new record, let's pretend we have a need to create a many-to-many relationship between institutions, okay, and addresses, for example. Okay, we just need to create a new record here. Go and put institution addresses, and then create this. It will be a reference table, and then put the proper number in the sequence, and then do the sort. That's all. But we created the table here first. Any extension must be created here first. Any cross reference table must be created here first. This is just the main entry level for any additional developer for the ERP. And everything we must do before we do anything must be properly defined here, so in terms of what's the CNID format and what is the full ID format. Okay.
So they also need a primary key.
Oh, absolutely. They will control. No, they will use they are cross reference table. So they will use they will use the same parent ID and the same primary key to control both relations. They don't need to have their own reference, their own primary key. No. They are just a cross reference table.
No.
They're just cross reference. We use when you join the tables, you pass through the referential table, and then that table will control the many to many relationship. And Hafiz, do you know where we have those tables here?
Internal, external, no.
Okay, for example, Deepa create a drop-down table. Remember that she control our value, our key keywords for classing, for classification, etc., using a drop-down table, correct?
Yes.
So that drop down is a support table. It's not a real table. It's very weird table, okay? But it's a separate table. It works marvelous well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's internal auxiliary table, okay? Our glossary is this one you have here. That's the same thing we have. That's internal reference. But if you need to check the zip code, do you know it's a zip code in the United States?
Yes. Yes.
So we have official external table from the United States Post Office system with one click that provide all 150,000 different zip code for the whole country in one single table. So what we need to do, we do a wrap and a Postgres external table. It will connect that. And every time we're going to enter a new billing address, a new shipping address, for example, and if you make a mistake in your zip code, that external table that is available in the internet, right? It's just there. You got the API, and they're going to read and check for you if that zip code is wrong. And we're not, we're going to enforce that as soon as we need to enforce. But it's just external table. But it's a parallel referential table. It's not part of the core of the system.
Okay.
We have a worldwide, we have already a table here in our system that have a code for the whole world, abbreviation of country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a name, a code for every city in the world already in a separate code. We have also a completely external table for all DNS information.
Okay.
So, currency, the USD is the abbreviation for American dollar, but the Pakistani, every currency, every fiat currency in the world has a three-digit abbreviation, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. Anytime we're gonna do any transaction in our system, we're gonna go crazy. Why? We just need to connect this external table here that gives us the official abbreviation for any currency. I'm not talking about cryptocurrency, okay? I'm talking about fiat currency. You know what that difference, right, Deepa?
Yes.
Deepa?
Yeah, what is it, Paul?
Fiat is only a local official money for any country. Paper money, currency, paper, tender currency. Not digital.
Okay.
That we call a fiat currency. And that is a official.
I don't know. I couldn't understand the spelling. Can you please type it well?
F-I-A-T. Can I explain to her? So let me. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
So fiat is like USD, Indian rupees, GBP. So these are called fiat currencies.
So that's international official convention, Deepa, convention. They agreed to enter an accord to do some abbreviation, and every country must abide for that convention. It cannot.
Oh, okay. Their abbreviation. Okay.
Yeah, and they must be unique. You cannot have two Indian. What's the Indian rupee? What's the abbreviation for Indian rupee?
INR.
INR. So
yes.
INR, Deepa, no other country uses that, Deepa, in the whole world. Only India. Okay? Huh?
And the Pakistani rupees, PKR.
I'm sorry?
PKR is for Pakistani rupees.
So that's the Pakistani rupee.
Deepa.
So no other country, that there must be unique, but we have an external table for that.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to use that table provided by the United Nations or some other org. I don't know which org is controlling that, but I think the United Nations is in charge of that.
I think
okay?
It's World Bank.
World Bank, okay. But the World Bank belongs to the I don't know. I may be wrong. But you got the point. What's important that every time we need external table or a parallel table, it could be external or internal, like the glossary here is internal table. But we need to create here first, okay, before we move on. Okay, we need to know exactly what's the name, where we're gonna put. But all the control comes from here because we need to have special columns for that, correct? We need to know each column. We need to map it for our ERP, right, Deepa? Okay, and what about this here? Okay, every time we have a query, a subset query, Hafiz, be careful. If you touch it, you cannot fix it. It disappears forever. So, Deepa, we need to create any view, if that view... For example, if we create a special view only for archive, every record from the activity that was completed, for example, if you want to take a look, if we're going to create a view that combines the owner for the task and the description and the status, which is complete, we need to create a query. So it's a subset, a filter that will show from the archive, and that will become a kind of a virtual table.
Yeah, that's the view.
It will be a view, and every viewer will be here. It will be created in this table, viewer record, not the other one. Okay.
Okay.
So, and we need to create the viewer right here. But because of the virtual table could be a real table for us, we could convert any view in an editable table. So we may need to have some kind of a virtual table in the future, okay? We may have. Okay? So that's part of
the game called?
I'm sorry?
I didn't quite follow this one.
I'm trying to tell you that although we're going to create every single view in a separate table here for this, I'm talking about the documentation for the RP.
Oh, okay. Documentation, okay.
No, this is only for documentation. Evidently, the view table will be 7 times bigger than the table. You know that, Hafiz, right? Hafiz?
Yeah.
Did you realize that?
No.
Did you realize we're going to have more view than tables?
Yes.
Every single repeated panel in PostgreSQL will be a kind of view, I guess.
Yes.
So you're going to
have more than the tables, yes.
We're going to have hundreds, much more than table. Huh? But where are we going to document that, Hafiz? Is right here. You agree? Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Because we need to know what kind of schema. Who is the owner, right? What's the prefix? What the view? The view ID, whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they belong to their view. They belong to the schema. They are basically go straight from the schema to the view because the view could have several tables in the same view. So the view belongs more to the schema than the table itself. But anyway. I digress. So do you get the point, Hipa, that sometimes a view, by default, Hipa, a view is a subset. By default, the view is a read-only. By default, is a consequence of a query. And then by default, you can combine a lot of other tables in the same view. You got that, Hipa?
Yeah, I know all that.
But sometime we may need to create a virtual table from a view for some temporary or for some internal purpose, for backup, for audio, whatever reason, that we may need to convert that in a table right here as a subset, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is a subset normally will come from a view or could be straight from some, like the archive. So what is the archive? The archive may become a virtual table for us. We may need to create another table name just for the archive to do something like that. So the documentation allows us to understand the concept of auxiliary kind of internal table, okay? Like you did here, the dropdown is a kind of internal virtual table because it's not a real table. You don't have any way to control any record, only columns. You only control columns in that table, right? So it's very special table, huh?
Yeah.
You know that, right, Hafiz? You cannot control any table, any record.
Yes.
No, okay.
Yes.
So that's it. I think that explains everything we need to know under the tables table. Next is the problem for the TD codes. We're going to have to control every single SQL right here, Hafiz, okay? So today, how long, how many time you have, Hipa?
I can work till 6 o'clock.
Okay, you, Hafiz?
I am just about to go.
Okay. So, can you tell me, 5 minutes or half or 1 minute, what's your mood? I don't know how your brain is right
now. Five minutes.
5 minutes.
Because my brain is gone.
Okay, so
he'll fry you, Hafiz. He'll fry you in the beginning, and then it gets better. Don't worry. That's why I was in the beginning.
Yeah,
that's a good joke.
You know, I should spend time on sometime alone with the approach to get comfortable with it.
There's no brainy. It just takes some time to grasp the concepts, and then you'll be fine.
Yes.
And also, it's a real powerful tool, Hafiz. You have no idea
how. Oh, I simply love powerful. The approach.
Yes, you
I
can
just
do.
Love the approach.
It's unbelievable. So
when Paul introduced to me, I thought it's from the 1800s and some kind of a joke to the IT, but then when he explained it, amazing.
That's amazing.
I can't see any system which can do this.
No, there's no other with that simplicity.
Yes.
No one in the whole world. Impossible to
yes,
find.
Exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
In the whole
impossible.
World. In also
yes.
doing it done with assembly and C. They have C++,
yes.
they have a C, pure C, and they have assembly code. It's so reliable,
yes.
Hafiz, that can do miracles.
Yes.
It can do miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute miracles in this stuff. Of course, there's no backup. We have some kind of limitation here, but it is absolutely powerful, okay? Absolutely powerful. So I'm going to use the five minutes to do one single strategic job right now, okay?
Okay.
Deepa.
Yeah.
Deepa, can you help me to find the default we created yesterday for the sequence? What's the name for that?
I think service.
Where?
Service.
Okay.
Server.
Can you go there? Yes, here. No, that's not here. What's the definition that we create for the columns? Here. Dub sequence. Oh, here. No, that's not. The name we created yesterday. I think we didn't save it. What the name? I don't know. Let's find out.
Sorry. This column routine. I think template. I think we create template here. Let's see. No. I think we did. We did that.
We didn't. So, you know, it's not the enter. If we press enter, it won't save, right?
Of course it's saved. I think we press. We did that. I think we did that under. I think we did that in Supabase yesterday. Oh no! Here. Yeah. I found it. Oh no, that's not the one. Is what the name we're gonna use? This that's the name? No, right?
No.
Oh, I got it. Here. That's the name. That's the name, Deepa. That's it.
Yeah,
okay, Hafiz.
Yeah.
Okay, Hafiz. Hafiz.
Yes.
So we decide to use this abbreviation here for all sequence. From now on, all sequence. Regarding CNID, regarding
sequence, let's do some other approach, like for function, what we are going to do.
No, this is not a function. Just to set to start the sequence, just that.
Okay.
So every sequence, we're gonna use this particular standard. We cannot change not a single letter for that standard. Okay. The only difference. The only difference in case we have to deal with the integer, so then we need to put here. So because the Postgres call the scale the fraction of the number, so integer mm-hmm. is the entire portion before the fraction, right? So
yes.
If Deepa is doing the sequence only for the scale, we need to have defined the sequence only for that particular. Let's pretend here that person. That will be the name for that sequence, okay? And that
okay.
So what we're gonna do now, if you agree, Hafiz, we should have 2-3 minutes. We're gonna do right now, we're gonna copy this to create the code for the entire ERP, okay? The whole ERP, we're gonna create the code right now. So you're gonna select the CNID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the CNID. See here. Deepa.
Yeah.
Go to the repeat panel, repeat IP, and we're gonna do a combo. Okay. So what's the combo for all ERP for the entire system, not just one single sequence? Can you tell me, Deep, what's the command to create a new sequence? Can you type it, please?
sequence?
Yeah, go ahead.
Underscore, shall I write it down?
No, I've talked about the SQL. The SQL code to create the sequence.
Oh, okay.
Do you know by memory? Okay.
I hope. Let me try.
Okay. Okay, now we can put the proper name here. So you're going to have one for this, okay? Another one for... how can I create another sequence in the same SQL, Hafiz? That's a comma. You put an... Oh, we need to put this... Oops, sorry. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. So sorry. Okay. Basically, we need to create a one line for the CNID for person, another line for the activity, another line for a separate line for creator. But I think we only have one keyword operation, and then we can put another line for the next one, right? So that
you
would be.
You can put here R.
No, and we need to create one sequence for person, another sequence for IT, another sequence for account, another sequence in the same SQL. Do you know how to do, Hafiz?
Mm-hmm. No. Can you come again?
We need to do a single SQL to create all the sequence for the whole ERP in one single SQL. Oh.
Yes.
Because
yes,
Deepa. Yes. Deepa, the moment we created the right name, the standard name, Deepa, you can go back. You can go back into the super base in the tree and delete all the garbage there. You don't need to worry anymore to find the name. You don't need, just delete it.
Yeah, even I was thinking about it after we in the night. Like we don't have to worry about the sequence anymore.
Yes, but we need to create all the new one according to the standard, right, Deepa? Right.
Why we don't have to worry about it? Like we need
because we're gonna delete all the old stuff. All the sequence will be completely garbage. Trash it.
Yes.
We're gonna trash it.
Yes. You know?
Only
we're gonna create new sequences.
No, we're going to create all new sequence now and then delete the garbage and apply the new sequence in each formula, one by one.
Okay.
But we need to create in one single SQL.
Yes. We need to, like, work on the query.
Okay, let's try right now, huh? Okay.
What we can do is...
Okay. Oh, we need to repeat create a sequence, probably sequence two, sequence three. I need to create again the word create for each one.
Yes, that's right. But then you need, if you want, you can. I think you must.
I'll be right with you, Paul. 1 minute.
Paul.
Yeah, Deepa, go ahead, Deepa.
Okay.
Can you open data grid and the sequence?
Go ahead. The sequence on top. Go up. Okay, go down. The sequence is go down. Okay, that is hold on. The sequence right here, Hafiz.
Oh, that's the table.
That's. But don't worry, we have already.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know. Just a second.
Okay.
I want to check.
The sequence is under inside the PG table that I don't know how to query it. We need to learn how what's the table in PG table that store the sequence.
Okay.
In the meantime, we have to go search the web how to get the definition for.
But we don't need to worry anymore. We just need to go and create all the sequence brand new. Oh, with no problem anymore.
Yeah, but
and then we're gonna deal with the adjustment later, Hafiz. The only question I have is whether we need to use the repeated word creation again and again. That's the only question I have. So don't, let's do it right now before you go to sleep. So then they said, oh, I didn't copy with that. Let me see. Let me copy this, okay? Copy. And then we're gonna use the okay, so that is the proper way, correct? This will be
yes.
This will be our name. Here will be okay. That will be the first sequence, for example. But I think something is wrong here. The sequence is apply. Oh, the sequence is apply to the schema, not to the table. Needed to the. So it's a global constant, Deepa.
Yes.
It's a separate column. Okay, that is a kind of virtual column that Postgres control as a virtual real column to do the sequence. Okay. So let's do that. Okay. I think we can make a test here. Let's try to do the test for. Deepa, can you tell me which column we're gonna have to deal with the sequence? We only have the sequence for persons right here.
Wherever we have serial ID, it'll have sequence column.
But with the serial ID, we're gonna use the identity, right? We don't need to create a new internal sequence. Is that correct, Deepa?
Identity? No.
All those
numbers are generated by sequence.
Okay. Yes. So we need to have one sequence here for scale, 5 digits, one sequence here. So let's do that right now.
No, that's 23. I think it's we did that last year, so that's a year.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna move it.
One, two, three, four, five. Okay.
No, I'm gonna move here the selector so you can define. Okay, this will be scale, five.
Yeah.
This will be scale four. This will be also scale, Deepa.
Yeah.
Scale four.
Yeah.
This is an integer.
Four.
And I surely need to use that. Okay. How this is about that integer. Oh, no, that's a combo, Deepa. How are we going to handle that?
Combo.
Yeah. First, we'll put in the sequence and then the combine
yeah,
the dot.
It's not an issue.
Okay. So that is still, but that's still integer. Four, right?
No, we have a scale also for the sequence.
No, that's a CNID. The CNID is only numerical field type. That numerical field type, we only have integer.
Yes, this is also numeric, this is also numeric, this is also numeric.
Yes,
so why you are not putting integer here?
Because the sequence is being created only for the scale, and here is it created only for the integer portion.
No. Before,
Yes, Rafi, this is before the dot. It's not the fraction.
Okay.
So that's the reason we define that kind of standard there. That we need to define whether we're gonna have the sequence for the scale or for the integer portion. Either or. Is that correct, Deepa? Please help me with that.
Yeah. Integer four, and then
we don't need to create anything here. There's no sequence.
Here, we have.
Okay.
Oh, then this we don't have to worry about the integer part.
We need to have two sequences, one for the integer four and then two. Or is that for the that sequence from the
this is orders.
Yes, items
is coming from orders.
Oh, so okay. We don't need to create it.
Yeah, only this one. Scale two.
Okay, scale two. Okay, then there's nothing here.
Yeah.
Here is nothing here.
Scale one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Nothing here.
Scale three.
Okay, that's it. So basically, I'm selecting selector here. Rafiz, anything that's not empty, you see what I mean here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything that's not empty show up, so I can have this particular, the CNID for those particular table here. So that's what we have to do right now. So basically, I'm copying this here. Copy, go to the columns, get the CNID from here. Oh yeah, that's the one right here, right?
Yeah.
Go there. So then we're gonna have the table. So the table we're gonna create for all these tables here. So one will be a sequence ID for the entities. Hafiz, yes. I'm gonna test only. You got the point. We're gonna do for all these tables, right? Name it if there's scale or integer. That will be the name for the sequence. But to let you go to sleep, let me try only with the two. We're gonna start from here. Institutional entities. Let's start with institutional.
So just
this should be scale.
Give me a second. Sure. Okay. Yes. Okay. So the correct.
That the second one would be entity. Okay. And that is entity is scale. Also scale. Of course, with
give me a minute. Okay, just a second.
Let's save what I type inside. If you don't click it, it's already saved.
So what we need to do is, so this is the theory for creating the...
Yeah, we'll come here. That will be the scale here. If it's case 3, it will be 999. If it's case 5, we're going to put 999.
Yes.
That's it.
Exactly.
Okay. I know. But this is nothing. This is not that, Hafiz. This is nothing to do with the sequence they create. We are not creating. The sequence is only the name for the sequence. It's not the definition for the sequence, Hafiz.
Okay.
So we're going to create all the sequences in a separate SQL. They just create the variable. Then we're going to apply that. Then, for example, when we do this, as soon as we have that create here, let me show you quickly.
Yes.
As soon as we have that create here, then we're going to replace this stuff here by that name. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Then we define.
And after that, we can go and edit and update the sequence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. No, exactly. No, no, not update. We need to create another SQL just for each one. We need to create another combo for that. This is the first combo. This is the first combo I'm doing just for testing.
Okay.
Just for testing. So here is the first combo. The first combo. So we need to do this as a test. Deepa.
Yeah.
That's the name for the test. Okay. So let's do that inside SQL right now. See if it's gonna work.
Can I do it?
Go ahead.
So.
Go outside the system.
The edge?
Yes, that's correct. The other one, yes, go ahead. Let's do it right here.
So,
no, it can't. But they ask you to put the public first. We don't need it. It's default, right? It's a default.
Okay, so here we can do public dot
com, okay,
and then
put the other one that will be
that's it,
delete that. Okay, so that's go ahead. Okay, so we're gonna finish to do what you just show us.
What we can do? We can do like select Eric.
Okay.
From PG.
Okay, sequence.
Sequences. I think.
Oh, miss what? No. You miss.
ENC.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So Deepa, yes. Don't delete. You go to sleep. We know what to do. Okay, Hafiz. That's
okay.
Perfect. Perfect. So Deepa, don't delete anything. Keep it there. So you're gonna create the whole thing. Hafiz, now when you are working with Deepa tomorrow, anything that's not part of the standard for sequence, let's be deleted. Okay. And that will be documented inside the approach. Perfectly documented. There. So thank
Paul, say that again.
No, thank you, Hafiz. Go to sleep. Go in peace. Rest in peace.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too, Hafiz. Have a good night.
Hafiz, thank you. Thank you for the work you did today. Thank you so much. Hafiz?
Yes.
I will forgive you for not sharing the pizza, okay?
Okay, I will send, if there is some chance, I will send the pizza from here to USA.
Deepa never did that. She always shared a picture with me.
Okay,
thank you. So Deepa, I think you've solved the problem to us wasting 2 hours just to do one by one. We just created the whole combo right here.